And it's now time for a Wretched News break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks. From the heartland, John Deere has decided to trade in its iconic green for a more colorful palette. The agricultural giant is now embracing what some are calling full woke policies, including funding pride events for toddlers and introducing the gingerbread man to their corporate training. But hey, wait a minute, there's more. John Deere is also shipping 600 American jobs south of the border. Apparently, they've decided the best way to show their commitment to diversity is by diversifying their workforce to Mexico. Yeah, I'm sure the laid-off workers in the Midwest are going to find great comfort in knowing their jobs are now more equitably distributed globally. And moving to Arizona, pro-abortion activists are taking issue with words. Specifically, they're suing the state for referring to unborn human beings as, you got it, unborn human beings. The group Arizona for Abortion Access claims that using such language in voter information pamphlets is tinged with partisan coloring. Apparently acknowledging the humanity of the unborn is now a partisan issue. What's next? They're going to sue dictionaries for defining water as wet. Maybe they should. In a stunning display of linguistic gymnastics, one lawmaker suggested using spontaneous abortion instead of miscarriage for accuracy. Yeah, nothing will comfort a grieving mother quite like clinical terminology, I'll tell you what. And in more sobering news, 11 Vietnamese Christians who were jailed for their faith have gone missing while in government custody. The believers, sentenced to a combined total of over 90 years in prison, were punished for the grave offense of belonging to an unapproved church denomination. Evidently, the Vietnamese government says the best way to promote unity nationally is by arbitrarily imprisoning their citizens. Let's see if that pays off for them. And meanwhile, in the hallowed halls of Duke University School of Medicine, having a sense of urgency has been declared a characteristic of white supremacist culture. That's right. So the next time you're rushed to the ER with a life-threatening condition, be sure to remind the doctors not to be too hasty to get to you, because after all, we don't want our medical professionals to be seen as discriminatory for actually trying to save lives quickly. No, not at all. Finally, at a story that reminds us why background checks are crucial, a 43-year-old special ed teacher in New Jersey has been charged with sexually assaulting a 15-year-old student. The teacher, who was previously honored as one of the phenomenal women under 40 by the Girl Scouts, can you believe that, apparently decided to add felon to her list of accolades. Hopefully, the justice system gets it right. And that's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.